Right, this is the Not an Author podcast, and I am recording from an echoey room in the house that I am renting on Norfolk Island while I support my husband in a posting for a couple of years. About a year ago, I would have quit, or maybe a little over a year ago. I know by December 17, I was done with work, December 17, 2021, and I stopped working. I became a full-time stay-at-home mum, which was something that I really missed doing when my kids were younger because I did put my career first, which sounds awful to say out loud. And I never would have said it out loud those years ago. I would have said, no, I'm doing it because we need the money. I feel like I probably could have made the money work, you know. I got into a situation where I loved work so much and I didn't want to give that up. I worked so hard for it, you know. I tried so hard to get that job to where I wanted it to be. And so I went back to work when my kids were really young, 4 months and 6 months, which, to be fair, if you were listening to this podcast from, say, America, is a really long time to have off. And we're really, really privileged in Australia. But in Australia, it's quite normal to take, you know, over 6 months to 12 months off. So it was, yeah, a lot of people were like, wow, you're going back to work really early. And I said, yeah, well, I love work and blah, blah, blah. But really, I don't know. I think I was making excuses for myself the first time, trying not to be only a mother. And then the second time I took a little bit longer off, but not long enough. So when I was given the opportunity of coming and spending a couple of years on a deserted island in the South Pacific with my girls, great. I took that opportunity. I am realizing that I think I am meant to be working and mothering. I don't know that I'm cut out to be a full-time stay-at-home mum, and I appreciate those who can do it and love it. Like, there is no one I appreciate more in this world than childcare workers and full-time stay-at-home mums who just love being full-time stay-at-home mums. They thrive on it. I want to teach my kids the alphabet so bad, but I also really want that little bit of quiet time while one of them is napping and one of them is watching TV, and I can, you know, watch Instagram stories and drink a Diet Coke without being interrupted, you know. But I look at my kids sitting on the couch and I'm like, oh, I should be teaching you the alphabet, god damn it. Anyway, that's beside the point. That was just setting the scene for you. That's where I am. That's why it's echoey, and I'm not going to put a lot of effort into editing this podcast because, you know what, there's a lot of shitty podcasts out there. At least I'm doing this with a proper microphone and a Zoom. The point of this podcast is for me. The point of this podcast is to talk myself through writing a novel. And that's what I'm doing. I'm writing a novel. There's so many radio announcers who have written books and their self-help books and their autobiographies and kids' books. And that's not to say that, like, I would never do that. But I think when a radio announcer says they're going to write a book, I think that's where people's brains go. But I've always wanted to write a novel. I've always wanted to have characters and storylines and drama and romance and whatever. And I'm doing that. I'm writing a story chapter book. I'm writing a book with characters and I'm saying it out loud and I'm doing it and I'm being it. And I'm putting it on a podcast to be there for you if you are also a creative who is struggling with an output. I'm putting it here for you if you just have this desire to change your career but you don't know what to do to get there. I've been put in a very unique situation where now that I'm a stay-at-home mum, on the days where my husband isn't working, I lock myself in the house and I'm either doing my counseling diploma or I'm writing this book. Now, this book I haven't touched for 3 months and I picked it up and started writing it again today. Well, when I say started writing it again today, I started reading what I've written. And of course, I hate everything. I hate everything that I've written, but I don't think it's all bad. And now I have to start again, essentially. I don't have to start again from scratch. I have 19,000 words in this book so far. So it's not a small feat. I'm really proud that I've done 19,000 words. But the problem with me is part of my personality wants to be completely anonymous. I want to go to my work, clock on, clock off. I want to come home. I want to spend time with my family and spend time with my friends. And then I want to go back to work, clock on, clock off. I don't want everyone to know everything about me. I want to have privacy. I want to be anonymous to the world, right? That is part of my personality. The other part is the creative in me. I've always been creative, always. When I was growing up, I wanted to be an illustrator or an artist. And then I went to radio school. I did my radio diploma. And then I spent 10 years being a radio announcer. And I always dabbled in blogging and vlogging and stuff. But I always deleted everything from the internet because I would go, oh, no one cares about this. And you're bad at this. And don't do this. And then I would delete it and I would start fresh. And so I never really got any traction with anything because that part of me that wants the anonymity could never deal with the part of my ego that needed to be fed for my creative endeavors. And creative endeavors often come with a level of needing to be, I don't like the word famous because I don't think you need to be famous for famous sake, but you need to be known by a certain number of people to get your name out there. And so when I was on my radio show in Canberra, there were buses with my picture and my name on it, right? And so that did some of the advertising for me. I didn't need to advertise myself. And then I would do some stuff on Instagram and I would always just get in my own head about it. And if you follow me on Instagram, then you know that I just completely wipe it once every year or two. I just take everything down and I start fresh. And no one is gaining traction when you do that. So at some point I need to just get over myself essentially and say, if you want this podcast to help with your novel getting potentially released, then you're going to need to put it out there into the world and deal with the fact that you have to push yourself down people's throats. And I hate it. I hate it. And I think you hate it too. I think if you are someone who is trying to make a podcast work or make a radio show work or make a TV show work or whatever, or your business that isn't even media related, but that you have to use media for and social media for, and you hate that part of it, I think you get it, right? You understand that feeling of just like, I don't want to shove my shit down people's throats anymore. They've got enough being shoved down their throats. But at the end of the day, if I want people to read my book, then I need people to know about my book. And that means telling you about my book. Ugh. It's gross, isn't it? And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking as I do this, recording, like, shut up. No one cares. Shut up. And yet I'll probably release this anyway. Because I've got to. I'm doing it for me as much as I am for the process of attempting to get a novel published. I don't even know how to publish a novel. I had to research how many words are in a book, like in a novel-sized book, so that I had something to work towards. I can be a goodish writer, but it doesn't mean that I'm like qualified. But then who is qualified before they do anything? It's not like I was qualified to be a radio announcer just because I can talk. I was qualified to be a radio announcer because I was a good storyteller and I got a diploma and yada, yada, yada. So the podcast is taking down the roadblock of you're not an author. Just because you haven't authored a book yet, it doesn't mean you're not an author, but you're also not an author. Ugh. Well, I'm going to shut up now and I'm going to read you just a little bit from what I've been reading that I wrote 3 months ago now as I attempt to get back into writing this podcast and hopefully not writing this podcast, writing this book, and hopefully we can do this together. And yeah, welcome to the podcast for your imposter syndrome brain. Yuck, I hate the term imposter syndrome. Let's talk about that next episode. Her eyes were photographing the room to memory as they made their way around each wall. Jump scaring her into reality was a man hovering in the doorway watching her. Her cheeks instantly flushed red as she stood from her chair to introduce herself. She scanned his body, covered in mud and dust. He must have been working on the unfinished buildings at the back of the school. His King G work shorts were faded from a once navy blue to a light shade of denim, his Timberlands aggressively scuffed. The buttons on his orange high-vis shirt had been unbuttoned so long for so long, so low for so long, There was a distinct triangular tan line covered in a tuft of chest hair. She was imagining her mother whispering in her ear, "Now that is the definition of tall, dark and handsome." His eyes were the darkest shade of brown she'd seen, bouncing off the whites. His face was covered in hair, a dirty but well-kept beard that met with a quiff that had been squashed by a trucker's cap moments before. Adrian was in love with Miles, but until now she had not understood lust. She could feel that it wasn't just her cheeks that were flushed as she raised her hand up to her décolletage to feel her skin burning. Look, my favourite thing is that I managed to get the word décolletage into a sentence here. I don't hate this, but I'm also reading it like bleh. Anyway, let me know. I'll talk to you again, I don't know when, maybe next week.